Hello, and welcome to Saffron Honey Chai. Now you might be thinking, wow, another podcast? We didn't have enough of these. And that's fair. That's fair to think. We have a lot of podcasts right now. And I think they all fulfill a different need. Some podcasts you listen to because you want to learn something. Some podcasts you listen to because you want to be inspired. And some podcasts you listen to just because you want to feel like you're having a fun, healthy yap session with a friend. This is that last one, although you might occasionally get touches of the other one. Today's drink is water because sometimes water is what you need to start fresh. Everyone thinks, oh, water is so hydrating. Yes and no. Water can hydrate you, like make you feel like, ooh, I'm quenched. But it only works if it has all the components necessary to fully hydrate you and your body. So if you're just drinking straight water and you're peeing every 20 minutes, you're definitely dehydrated. And I don't want that for you guys. I want Saffron Honey Chai to be hydrating, quenching, healing, restorative. Just like when you call your friend at 3 a.m. because you saw they're still up playing video games and you're like, I need to talk. I have tea. They turn off that game. Tea, you said. That's this. That's where we are. Now, probably a lot of us are far removed from history classes, and definitely history classes aren't fun. But between when humans were running away from wild animals on the Serengeti or trudging through the Arctic tundra, something like that, there was a brief, beautiful period of time where we first discovered fire, and that was just the best. We sat around the fire, bored from a long day of surviving death, and just started telling each other stories. Just sitting together and being in community, which is something I feel that we're lacking a lot these days. There's no block parties. A lot of schools are commuter schools. Even the dorms, the dorming schools, they're like struggling to get people to come to programming, do anything that doesn't involve food. Community is extremely lacking these days. And there's lots of reasons for that. I mean, the economy is not that good. We don't have the historical importance of hospitality ingrained in our society anymore because, you know, you're a little too hospitable, someone could kill you, you know, Ted Bundy style. But there's little things that we can and should do to increase our level of connection with one another. Like checking in on a friend, saying, how are you? But actually meaning it instead of just saying, oh, hey, how you doing? And then if they answer accurately, you're like, oh God, who asked for this? And I'm guilty of that too. You know, how you doing? And it's like, oh, you know, I had the stomach flu all week this week and I've just been feeling terrible. Oh, and on that note, we're done. Sometimes it can be a lot when you're not ready for it, but Let's try to strengthen ourselves to be ready for real responses because things are getting very real very fast. Now, if you've been awake while we're here living in our beautiful society, you've noticed some interesting and odd things happening lately, like journalists getting added to group chats about major war news. Segregation is coming back? Question mark. And you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg, really. It used to be sort of far-fetched. Like, it would be like a sci-fi plot or like a, what is that show called? Twilight Zone plot, where a journalist gets added to a secret group chat or like a communication sphere for a major political body that discusses top secret, deeply important matters of national security. That is a textbook Twilight Zone episode. And yet, it was just some guy's life for a week and a half. And he told us and showed us screenshots like it was tea from his group chat where they're talking about, oh, my God, I got someone so pregnant. I don't know what to do. Da da da. Next to whatever crazy family group chat he had or whatever, you know, former frat brotherhood group chat he had the president in his phone. So what are we going to do about Syria? What are we going to do about Syria? Don't you mean, oh, my God, what's that place called? Ooh, yellow and blue flag. I'll remember the name later, but he and that president have major beef. Like, it boggles the mind. You want to think about it more, but you don't. And the segregation thing, yeah, that was always coming. Because, I mean, first affirmative action, and then, like, women's rights, and then this and this and that. Yeah, segregation. So then, you know, next is probably marriage equality, and then so on and so forth, whatever, whatever. And everyone's like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. What are we supposed to do? They're not thinking about what they're supposed to do. One of our divas in chief, J.D. Vance, was just upset about Elon Musk making him look bad. He was like, I'm the important one. I'm the special one. Stop being the special one in your own life then and like try to make other people a little special. Of course, put yourself first, queen. But yeah, we need to be reaching out to each other a little more carefully. Maybe we can make a group chat or two and actually add the people that are supposed to be in that group chat. You know, do a quick little double check to make sure that number is the right one. Don't accidentally add your ex to the group chat talking shit about him. Or her, you know, slay. It's not going to get any better, you know? Like, this whole political thing is not going to get any better. Probably it's going to get a lot worse before it gets, like, even near better. You know what I mean? So I mean, down here on the ground where we don't have that much control, we really just need to start inviting each other over for tea again and loaning each other cups of sugar. And, you know, when you have vegetables in your garden, give your neighbor vegetables. For a good few years before my neighbor got too old to do it, she was giving us fresh vegetables. We had big, fat heads of cabbage. We had carrots. We had different little fruits. I think she has berry trees back there that finally started growing. And she even had, like, some peach trees. And she would always give us a little something from there. And then when there was winter, we'd shovel out her drive, sweep up her leaves off of her front few steps, you know, things like that, back and forth. So it's not about, like, big things that you do for your neighbors or your community members, the people who you just so happen to live around. It's about the little things, like staying an extra few seconds to hold the door open for someone when you see them kind of rushing behind you. That's a little thing. Treating someone to a coffee, especially if you have a Starbucks reward card, that's a free coffee right there. Just say, I want a free iced coffee. And you'll get that free iced coffee and you give that to someone and you feel good about it because then you don't have to pay for it. Like little things. Wash the dishes. That's very small, but that can save lives if you wash the dishes in your house. I don't know if you guys have had roommates or live with relatives. Yeah, washing the dishes or at least running that dishwasher, that can save lives. Because the generational beef that arises from leaving even three dishes in the sink. Unmitigated terror. World War III might not be as bad as the war that will be unleashed on your family group chat if it's too many days with five dishes in the sink. They can be five different dishes every day. Just let it be empty. Clear it out. Load the dishwasher. Run it. Move on with your day. And, you know, economists are coming out saying, oh, we have this solution. We have that solution. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Oh, so sweet, economist. Thank you so much for being the last ones to tell us the first thing we already knew. It's a recession. The strippers knew that first. The strippers always know when it's a recession. Because guys who used to be like, woo, are now like, yeah, Candy, you're the best. Really giving out words of affirmation when they should be giving out bands of affirmation. No private dances, or they're trying to be real, like, cheap with the private dances. Can we do one for 50 in this economy? No, baby. You could look at me for 50. That was the entrance fee. You can't do much else. And they knew that months ago. They were saying that. Honestly, they were saying that a year ago. I follow a lot of strippers on TikTok. They're just so cute and fun. They're just like, yeah, I did this. I got this. I got this money. I left this big tip for the pizza delivery driver. Ain't that sweet? And they were like, yeah, tips are a little rough. You know, it's not as much. I was watching their little money hauls, and the money haul on the weekend used to look like this. And then it started to look like this. Which is still pretty good. But this versus this, it's not going as far, literally and figuratively, because that's not all singles. When times are good, at least a good quarter, that's 20s. Or at least fives. Now, this is mainly singles. So they've told us, they warned us, and then eggs went up, and then milk went up, and then this, and that, and that, and that. But it's like, oh, well, at least I don't have to be a stripper. You couldn't be a stripper if you tried. You don't have the upper body strength. I'm so sorry. You could not get a pole and be like, ooh, have you seen an inversion? You don't have half the wherewithal to be that. You don't have half the courage to be that. And you definitely don't have the money to be that. Thoughts emperors to you. But you do have the time and energy to buy someone a loaf of bread. Or if you stop by your food pantry, you get stuff you didn't want. Oh, I don't like eggplant. Give the eggplant to someone who can use it. Look up a recipe. Make it for somebody. Everyone has, like, time. A lot of our time is being spent looking at our phones because our nervous systems are all shot. We're all very stressed out because there's a war and the economy's bad and we're so tired and the job market is shit. But hopefully, for the most part, everyone has flour in their house. Make a pancake for your brother or your sister. Make some iced tea. Bring it to work. Share it. If you get something extra, give it to someone else so they'll give something back to you so you can pour into each other and take care of each other. You don't know what you have until you don't have it. But your neighbor, the people around you who love you or start to love you, they start to know and understand what you need sometimes even before you know it because you've done it. You've been like, wait, I haven't seen so-and-so who always wears the pink scarf in the winter for 3 weeks. What happened there? We ride the bus at the same time. She's always slightly late. I'm always sitting there asking the bus driver the same question that he's answered every day for the past 3 weeks just so she has enough time to catch up. What's going on there? Next time you see her, learn her name. Oh, your coworker from the other department who always brings in cookies? She's been home, laid up. She's on FMLA. Shoot her an email. Send her a call. How are you doing? You need anything? Stop by and bring her some cookies or something. They won't be as good as hers. But the love in the cookies will be a little restorative. And where all else fails, if you buy one of those big-ass cases of water from Costco, just start storing it in your office and become the best person in the building. People love a water bottle. It's the same as what's in the tap, but people love it. It's the effort. That's all people really want is the effort. That's what community is based on. Effort. You know what that is? Sustained, consistent, and team-built growth. So we just have to all, for however long, slowly but surely, sit together, one by one. You don't have to get a big group together at first. That's hard. People have weird schedules. But, like, get your little micro groups and just start making little changes. Oh, I know so-and-so needs this. Oh, I know so-and-so will be perfect for this job. Start recommending people. Start doing this. Start doing that. Just start moving. Because right now, there's a lot of sitting still. There's a lot of scrolling. There's a lot of, oh, that's not my problem. But it very soon will be. Just like, oh, that's only going to kill the old people and, like, young people and people who are disabled and sick, sat there and killed millions of people during the pandemic that just passed. We are going to see how quickly something that's not our problem becomes our problem. And it's been building slowly but surely. But just like an eagle or whatever, not an eagle, oh my God, a phoenix rises up from the ashes, we too can rebuild our communities from those very same ashes. Brick by brick, little strip of mortar by little strip of mortar, we can make this cutesy, cozy, demure. Donate your old clothes that are in good condition. Please do not be donating anything stained and hard anywhere. Give a little bit of your time to your local, not even community center, just give a little bit of your time to whoever needs it. You see someone needs a little help for sweeping up their front step, they're old, they're a little rickety now. Well, you know what, Mrs. Swanson, I got that. Just hand me the broom, I'll handle it. And handle it. Little things we can do, we must do. There's this Japanese, I don't know how to describe it, concept called Kaizen, and it's just like little bits of improvement that start here and then just keep going. Because if you do 1% of improvement every day for a year, at the end of the year, you're 365 or 366% better than you were at the beginning of the year. That's how this has to work. You don't have to go from no block parties to block party every week. You just have to go from no block parties to maybe a dinner on your floor if you live in an apartment. Or this is actually going to be a little crazy to some people, but if you have a good relationship with them, a dinner with your family, you know, sitting at the table talking to each other. My family doesn't really do that, but I stayed with a friend over the summer and they were like, oh yeah, it's time for dinner. And we all went and sat at the table and the plates were all around the table. And we like, oh, could you pass the green beans? I thought that was a TV thing. I didn't know that was real. So let's make some TV things real. And let's leave some other things to imagination. It's going to be summer. It's going to be nice. It's going to be warm. Probably a little too warm because, you know, I'm in New York. But wherever you are, it might be getting hotter and hotter every year. All of you in Arizona or other deserty places, you know, oh, put down your pitchforks. Oh, 90 degrees, that's nothing. It's 100 degrees and I had to walk out there in flip-flops. We get it. You're God's strongest. You win. But for the rest of us, we're going to have to contend with things that we haven't had to deal with because the winter has been kind of bleh once it really got its wings under it. Just cold, freezing rain, brutal temperatures, just, and the wind. God, the wind. Damn near trying to tear off your dry ass face. The wind. We're going to go from the wind and the dry to the hot and the humid. And we might see a blackout this year. I'm not hoping for it. I'm praying it doesn't happen. But every time we get a record temperature, there's threats about the grid and how overtaxed it is. Oh my gosh, there's so little power, you know? Your house might turn off coincidentally. So we have to be prepared for things to not go our way. An ounce of preparation is worth a pound of cure. That's what they say. We have a couple months until we're here looking dead in the face of 90 to 100 degree weather. And we know it'll get there because it did get there last year and the year before. And it's getting a little easier for it to get up there, isn't it? But that's neither here nor there. What's here is our steady progression to how we're going to manage that. We're not going to panic. We're not going to argue with each other. We're just going to make iced tea or lemonade, and we're going to share it with our community members so that everyone can stay happy and hydrated this summer. And that's going to be our little thing that we do, iced tea or lemonade. And we're going to start there because even if you're bad at making iced tea or lemonade at the beginning of the summer, if you make it once a week until the end of the summer, you'll at least have a decent lemonade. People at least know you as the decent lemonade maker. Or you could know, no. Or you could, maybe, become one of the better lemonade makers. It's like, oh, Stacy makes a good ass lemonade. Okay, that's your little task. Find what your little summer related thing is and cultivate it. And while you're cultivating that, think about what your fall thing can be and cultivate that. And then give it to your community without expectation of returning, like anything returning to you, without expectation of recompense. Okay, stay with me. Don't lose me now. It's like $3 for a bag of lemons, okay? As long as you're not making $7.25 an hour, you can afford the $3 bag of lemons, especially if you're making at least $15. $3, that's not even a full hour of your time. So put that in, get that bag of lemons, and work it out. You got it. I know you do. And if it's not lemons, it'll be something else. Tea bags. Iced tea, very easy to make. Just need the iced tea and the sugar. Pick something small, pick something easy, pick something hydrating, refreshing. Hey, you got this. It's already in spring. March is almost over. Spring is already done because the year's already almost done. It really races past you, you know? January starts and you come out with your resolutions and everything. You're like, whoa, wow, what a long year ahead. And then you look up and it's August. It's like, oh, that happened. But if you're intentional about this, the summer will feel like a Phineas and Ferb-ass summer. 104 days of summer vacation, and it took like 3 years to get through. It's going to be a 3-year-long summer if you do this right. If you add the little bit of novelty into your life that is being active in a community, the days will not stack up on each other the same way they do, where it's like, damn, that happened. They will be long and sumptuous and delicious and gorgeous, and they will be filled with love and community and uniqueness in a way that you have not had in times past. Now, if you have a best friend, that is good. You don't just need a best friend, though. You need acquaintances. You need strangers. You need slightly annoying people who irritate you but are ultimately good-hearted. It's not just a life full of best friends and birthday dinners where you demand that no one gets a fajita. It's sometimes being annoyed by your neighbor chatting to you too long because they're a single widow living alone, maybe touching on the edges of dementia, and they just need you to balance out their day a little bit. It's 5 minutes for you, means the world to them. This is what life is made of. And we've all gotten very, very comfortable with the cutoff culture. But cutoff culture doesn't just cut the other person off, it also cuts you off. Because if you cut certain people off, you cut off everybody. And it's good. No one's telling you to stay in a bad spot, you know? If you're in a spot and you're with a bunch of people who are like terrible for you, the hell with those people, fuck them. But if someone's just annoying, you're like, I don't have to tolerate annoyance. You are going to lose out on every good thing that comes with that annoyance. It's not like you can pluck a rose and not find a thorn on it. The thorn is part of the rose's beauty. And you need to lean into that and find a way to enjoy life around the discomfort. No one is so annoying unless they are actually being harmful that you have to fully avoid them, okay? We can work through this. We can get through this. When life gives you lemons, you make what? Lemonade. You got this. And we're going to do this. And we're going to improve a little bit each time. Each time, just a little bit, just a little bit. And it will all be worth it. And you're going to see at the end when you are now very good at something that you didn't even think you could do. And maybe you won't be good at anything at the end. Maybe at the very least, you'll at least just have a few new people who cherish and love you. And in reality, that is never a loss, okay? Okay. And now I'm going to end this with a hot take. If you are a bus driver, you are also a member of our community. And as a bus driver, you need to have your eyes so fucking peeled that you could see the walker of a grandmother at the end of the block. You should see that old ass walker, not the rollators that we have now. You should see that old ass shit creeping up the block. And you should sit there and wait. I know you guys don't get in trouble for being late. You guys get in trouble for being early. Wait. Stop. Stop. Stop driving past us as we're trying to scurry up the block. If the bus time thing says 3 minutes, why are you here in one? Stop, wait, smell the flowers, breathe. You're not getting charged for the gas, okay? Slow down, stop leaving us, and stop skipping stops, unless the bus is full, in which case, carry on. If the bus is packed to the gills,